Welcome to Kingdom Perspective Broadcast, the teaching ministry of Dr. David Ogaga. We believe that this message is going to open up the seals and cause you to have a deeper revelation into the Word of God that will make you see beyond the letters in the Word. Here is Dr. David.
Okay, we're going to discuss again. We're looking at the issue of Thanksgiving. Yeah, so we want to discuss further on the issue of Thanksgiving, and like we said before, for the whole of the Sunday school section, we're going to be talking about the Thanksgiving so that you can have an understanding and then be able to know exactly what you intend to do or what you want to do. Amen. All right. So let's look at the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 11, verse number 4, Message Translation. Hebrews 11, verse number 4, Message Translation. The word says, by an act of faith, Abel brought a better sacrifice to God than Cain. It was what he believed, not what he brought. Now, what you don't understand that? That made the difference. Take it again. By an act of faith, Abel brought a better sacrifice to God than Cain. It was what he believed, not what he brought, that made the difference. That is what God noticed and approved as righteous. So after all these centuries, that belief continues to catch our notice. I want you to meditate on this scripture in relation to your thanksgiving. The heart with which you're going to be giving your thanksgiving or ministering to God. What he believed is what mattered to God, not what he brought. So there is something that you have to consider in what you are about to do. What you are about to do should be what God will notice. Amen. It has to be something that can catch the attention of God. That is what Thanksgiving really is. And then the conviction you have in what you are about to do. Am I really intending to appreciate God for who He is? Am I really thinking of thanking God for who He is? That faith, that conviction that I really want to appreciate God is what he notices in your offering or your giving or your donation. So I want you to take note of this. And it's very, very crucial when you come into the issue of thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Again, I read it. By act of faith, by implication, the thanksgiving should be based on faith. It should be based on faith. Abel brought a better sacrifice to God than Cain. Now, there is something I mentioned some time ago. You need to understand this. Cain was a husband man, just like even Abel. The point is, every one of them ought to bring what they have. Whether one was a farmer, whether one was an animal, was a boundary keeper, whatever the case may be, they are supposed to bring what they have with them. But one was accepted because it was mixed with faith and conviction, what he believed. So that's why he's saying, it was what he believed, not what he brought, that made the difference. It was not because he brought something outside of what he has. Because if Cain was a fireman, the other one was an animal keeper, whatever, it is what they have that they're supposed to bring to glorify God. Am I right? Yeah, but what makes the difference? The belief that Abel had about what he wanted to do. So that is what triggers the attention of God, the conviction. You can't do more except you first believe in what you want to do. You can do less except you also want to believe that what you want to do amounts to nothing. By implication, you just want to do because you want to do it. So your belief in what you want to do is what is most important in your thanksgiving. Why do you want to thank God? Why do you think what you have now that you want to offer is what you ought to offer? That's just the main thing. Are we together? Very important, please. I need you to consider that because very important. Now go with me to Genesis 22, verse 15. I need you to think about the life of Abel. I need to think about what he did. You know, think about the conviction that he had about what he wanted to do. Praise God. Genesis 22, verse 15. The Bible says, "The angel of the Lord called unto Abraham, out of heaven, the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, I have not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed at the stars of heaven, and at the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." Because thou hast obeyed my voice. This is the point. The sacrifice that Abraham wanted to give to God was based on obedience to the instruction of God. Most often when we do thanksgiving, we don't even pray as to what God wants us to give. We don't even ask God if what we want to give is enough or not. God said, "You obeyed my voice, therefore I am going to bless you." So the key point in sacrifices or offering or thanksgiving has to do with you obeying that instruction from your heart as what you can give to God. And in turn, it doesn't only draw the attention of God, he blesses you in return because you walk in obedience. Because you walk in obedience. Amen? So everything, I keep repeating, that we need to do is based on the instruction we receive. We are not going to be doing thanksgiving just because we are doing thanksgiving, because the end of the year, you know. So whatever you are going to bring, whatever you intend to bring, has to do with what you feel. You believe, and God is leading you to do that. And so you can't do less than what God wants you to do. You can't do less than what God wants you to do. Because that's what produces his blessing. That's what attracts God to bless you. Because you've obeyed my voice. So you need to seek the face of God as to what you want to give, as to what you think you must give. You see, we have our target, which is 400,000. What about if God is asking you to give all of the 400,000? What are you going to do? Amen. Are you listening to what I'm saying here? That is a key point. The belief, which has to do with receiving the instruction from God and working based on the instruction that God is giving to you. That's what God has said. I'm going to bless you. You're going to be a father of many nations, like the seashore, like the stars in heaven. God just came making all these promises because somebody obeyed the voice to make a sacrifice that is completely painful, if I may use the word. Because, you know, take your only son, what you treasure so much, what you cherish so much, and God say, offer this child to me. It's painful. Amen. That's why the Bible talks about those who sow in tears, they shall come back reaping with joy. You remember that? It's key to making sacrifices, key to doing what we call thanksgiving. It's somehow very painful because it could be the most precious thing you have. And God will say, I want it. And that is because he wants to bless you in return. So if God there speaks to you, that's because he wants to position you for a blessing. So don't just give sacrifices just because you feel like. Meditatively pray about it. Think seriously about what you intend to give in this thanksgiving. And see what God will do. Hallelujah. Are you with me? It's very important. You see what God will do. Like I said, it's painful because it's sacrificial. And the only thing that Abraham was rejoicing in, God said, I need it. I need that thing from you. And not because God is wicked, but because he wants to position you for a blessing. You find the same principle applied to the woman in 1 Kings 17 now. Thou hast to feed Elijah. Remember what he said? He said, I have only one, little Moses left for me. That's the last meal that we have. I just want to prepare for my son and myself that we eat and die. That was the last meal. But what did Elijah say? Give it to me first. Praise God. Give it to me first. Can you imagine that? That looks like wickedness. Is that your last meal? Say, just give it to me. Give me the last meal. He didn't say, okay, prepare for you. Don't worry for yourself and your son. No, give to me first before you take. Now, you look at the principle again applies to when Jesus was to pay tax. What happened? Jesus said, go there, catch the fish. There is a golden coin in the mouth of the fish. You remember that? He said, take that, pay for me and for you. Pay for me and for you. It's always me, God, taking your attention. We did the same thing as seek ye first the kingdom of God and what? His righteousness. And all of that thing shall be fulfilled. That's the key point. It's always me first. God doesn't want you. And he doesn't, in fact, I would say, he doesn't want anything to compete in your heart with him when it comes to giving. Remember what I said before in the book of Psalm 50. He said, if I need any food, I will not ask you for it. Remember that? Yeah. If I need anything, I won't ask you. So, but this is a covenant I want to make with you, or those who want to make covenant with me, by sacrifice. So, this is a covenant of sacrifice you are about to make, which is a thanksgiving, and could be painful, because God may demand from you all you have. Hallelujah. Amen. I have personally been praying on what I'm going to be able to give. And the Lord has been quickening to my spirit what it should be. And it's important you do this because that is where the blessing comes from. He said, you do this because you've done this, because you've been my voice. Therefore, I'm going to bless you. You're going to be a father of many nations and so on and so forth. And you find the same thing happened to King Solomon. Remember that? After King Solomon offered this burnt offering sacrifice, God just came and said, what do you want me to do for you? And that was sacrificial. So your thanksgiving is not. And remember what he did, what King Solomon did was actually thanksgiving, because by the time he got to the throne, he saw himself now in the throne, a son of, standing in the place of his father. Remember, the throne was being contested for. Yeah. But finally he got to the throne. So he really came for a thanksgiving. He really just felt he had to thank God for what he had done in permitting him to get to the throne, even though it was being contested by another brother. And so, by the time he was done with that, what did the Bible say? God just came down and said, Solomon, what do you want me to do for you? Just show me what you want me to do for you. Praise God. Are you following me? So it's important when we're talking about the Thanksgiving that we're about to make, that you come to that awareness, you come to that conviction of what God really wants you to do. I need you to take this case of Abraham and then the case of Abel, put them together, study them and begin to see. You know, it's important, you see, when you read the Bible, that you get insight into the mind of God as much as possible. I don't know, but when I read, that's what happened to me. So this is a passage I keep reading and reading and reading, but other thing comes out of it anytime I go back to it. Praise the living God. Are you following me? Okay. Let me take this one scripture, I think. And then we can also be closing for today, whatever. There is something I want you to see from the book of 1 Chronicles chapter. Okay, we can all read the whole place. Just read it down. We read it the other week, but we need to read it again. 1 Chronicles 29, reading verse number 2. This is David speaking. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, the God for the gold for the things to be made for gold, and the silver for the things of silver, and the brass for the things of brass, and the iron for the things of iron, and wood for the things of wood, oxen stones and stone to be set, glistering stones and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones and marble stones in abundance. I provided them in abundance. This is building the house of God. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have made my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. Listen to that. There's the mind of David. I prepared more and above that which is prepared. I made up my mind to give beyond what is expected. You always see when Bible says David is a man after God's own heart. He's not joking. There are so many things he said that. I intend to teach that when I'm done with this new series I'm doing with now. Amen. Why do you think David was a man after God's own heart? It's important you check it out. When we come to that, we see that. Verse 4. He said, even 3,000 of gold, and talent of gold, gold of Ophir, 7,000 sievers of refined to overlay the walls of the house, the gold for the things of gold, and the silver for the things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers, and who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Who is willing? And I want you to know that. Praise the Lord. David is saying, this is what I have prepared myself, but who is willing? So, thanksgiving is sacrificial, it's a willing thing, it's not something to be forced on people. So, we cannot come to say, okay, all men 10,000, all women 5,000, all children 5,500. You understand what I'm saying now? Yeah, that is not it. Who is willing to consecrate his services? Did you see that? That's what I want you to know there. Who is willing? The same thing that happened to Abraham, the same thing that happened to Abel. Who is willing to consecrate? It's not something to be forced on you. It's not something to be. No, no, no. Who is willing? Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. Are we there? All right. Verse 7. Bible says, and gave for the service of the house of God of gold of 5,000 talents and 10,000 of drams and silver, 10,000 talents of brass, blah, blah, blah. You know, then go to verse number 8. And there with one precious stones were found, gave them to the treasure of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jael the Geshonite. Now, this is very important. Precious stone. I keep saying it. Whatever you give should be precious. Not only in the sight of God, but also in your sight. It should be precious. It should be precious. Amen? I remember one of the fellowship those days, one of the members who were doing Thanksgiving, he came with a whole ram, a whole cow. That's my family Thanksgiving. A whole cow is what he brought to church. So that's my Thanksgiving. My family Thanksgiving. It's always precious. Whatever God will observe. Praise the living God. It's always precious. It's costly. That's something you must know. And don't forget, once this is done, God is always forced to make a pronouncement. Always, not sometimes. You see that with the case of Noah. By the time Noah offered his sacrifices, God was forced to make a pronouncement. Because of what you've done, I will no longer cause the ground for man's sake. So, let your thanksgiving change something in your life, in your spiritual walk with God. Let it be a bench, let it be a mark that transform and change something about your life, something about your environment, something about your home, something about your business. Praise God. Let's quickly finish with this. Verse 9, then the people rejoice for that they offered willingly. Because with perfect hearts, they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with what? With great joy. Notice that. The offering was willing and joy came in. Amen. They offered willingly and they rejoiced. Everybody, even David himself, rejoiced when he saw what the people gave. Willingly, not by compulsion. So, I'm kind of challenging your thinking about what you're about to do. Amen? Now, verse 10. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Verse number 11. For thou, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and all that is in the earth, thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee or come from you, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. You know what David is trying to say? Everything we have given because you give us ability, power, wisdom to acquire them. Everything we've done. Verse 13 says, now therefore our God, we thank thee, thanksgiving, and praise thy glorious name. But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thy own have we given thee. Amen. For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners as we are all our fathers, on days on our earth, as our shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house for thy holy name cometh of thy hand, and is all thine. Everything you've given is his. They all belong to you. They came from you, and we're just giving it back to you. All they tell us, we don't own anything. Not even the money in our bank account is ours. They belong to God. Hallelujah. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in what? Uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I willingly offer all these things. And now have I seen with joy thy people which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our Father, keep this forever in the imagination of thy thoughts of the heart of my people, and prepare their heart unto thee. Look at the prayer. Amen. So he's saying, keep this thanksgiving, this what I have offered, as a memorial in the mind. David is reminding God about what they have offered. And you know what the Bible tells us? Like we said up before, when he talked about Cornelius, thy almsgiving and thy prayers have become what? A memorial unto me. It is the same thing you see here that David was saying to God. Don't forget these people's thanksgiving. And I pray same for you in the name of Jesus. God will remember your thanksgiving this year. God will not forget your thanksgiving this year as you prepare to give willingly from your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Dr. David Ogaga. We know you have been blessed by this station. You can share this message with your friends and loved ones. For more information, inquiries, and free downloads, please visit www.davidogaga.org or you can send us an email admin@gkai.net. God bless you.